There was someone I trusted. I don't know why I trusted him. Maybe it was because Ruby trusted him, or maybe it was because he was a person who could be trusted. He's Boom Boom Bassoon. He's a media mogul here on Alubu Hua, where they don't believe in competing, but in cooperating. I know, it sounds like a backward way to run a modern society. But what can I say? On Alubu Hua, it works.
1,317 Rue P.U. Poo Pew?
That's a number.
It's on the edge of the city.
Must be in a smelly part of town.
At one time, there was a gasworks. Now it's empty warehouses.
Those were the last words uttered by Angel just before she was crushed between the jaws of the Angel of Doom.
Are you referring to the android that replaced Ruby?
That's her, or was her. Plastic to plastic.
What was that?
Nothing, just a little reverie, yeah. So where exactly is Rue-P-U-Poo-Pew?
Ha-ha! We'll fly there in my customized zooped-up Zepper.
Boom Boom's zooped-up Zepper was a two-seater electric dirigible. It had a pair of cross-current propellers operated by a double set of pedals.
You mean I have to pedal?
Exercise, Teru!
I hate exercise.
As they pedaled out across the top of the town, Teru thought about Sufu. He thought about what it might be like making a home here among the pointed-headed Ilubus. He thought about having children. Would they too have pointed heads? Or what shape would they turn out to be?
As you can see, there's little activity here, mainly just abandoned warehouses.
Yes, it does appear the desert is sifting back in again.
Now, over there, that should be 1,317.
Oh yeah, big oval warehouse.
I'm setting us down!
Boom pulled on the deflate valve, and they dropped like a dead turkey, spinning around and flapping down.
Yeah-hoo-hoo!
And then, just before they smashed against the ground, Boom brought the Zepper to a sudden hover and set them down with a gentle bounce.
Yeah. Whew. Ah.
Boom climbed out and walked away from Teru and the Zepper.
What are you looking for over there?
I saw it from the air. It's a single track, as though something rolled through the sand to the road. And then it fades out on the hard surface.
Oh, yeah?
Fairly recent, too.
Well, let's see what's inside. There's nothing in here. It's empty.
Do you notice something?
What?
There's no dust.
Wait a second. You see these black marks on the wall? If I'm not mistaken, they were made by a Smith Hitachi Godzilla Blunderbuss blaster.
Are you sure?
Yeah, and this blaster was custom made for Ruby.
Look at this. What do you make of it?
Looks like a slice of dried flesh.
Ruby's?
Maybe.
Here's a bigger slice.
Let's see. It's not human, it's some sort of gooey, doughy syntho-flesh. If I'm not mistaken, what you hold here is a jellious gob of bioglop.
This warehouse was being used as a factory, but all the equipment has been removed.
What is this strange odor? It's a combination of blaster residue and these bio-stinkies and something I can't identify.
The Nakri.
The Nakri has a smell?
It's extremely subtle, barely detectable. But here, there's a concentration of some kind of synthetic Nakri.
Yeah. Well, I'll take these pieces of icky goo and have them analyzed. I think we finally found a clue.
Now, let's look in on Ruby, who has been trying to cross the desert by pedaling a flying machine that looks like a giant butterfly. But the problem is, the whole planet is a desert.
3 days had passed. My supplies had run out. My butterfly was looking just fine, but I wasn't. Skin was peeling off my lips. My eyelids were swollen almost shut. The rest of my exposed body looked like I'd been marinated in beet juice, and my muscles were screaming, "Enough already!" I was able to find an occasional boulder to cast a shadow during the day, but on day three, when the sun descended and darkness came, I didn't move. The night passed. I lay on my back, looking up at the stars through the little slits of my eyelids. I'd pass in and out of sleep. I had a dream. I could hear the ocean. There was a row of towers, and at the top of each was some sort of giant, puffy lily pad. I was holding onto a rope, climbing one of the towers. Holding the other end of the rope, perched on an oval pad, looking a little like a praying mantis, was a robot. As I climbed closer and looked into its eyes, I realized they weren't robotic eyes. They were the eyes of an Ilubu, and for some reason, I said,
"Why aren't you out exploring space?"
"We are exploring space."
"You don't have any spaceships."
"We do not need a ship to explore space."
"What do you have? Telescope?"
"When humans explore space, they are looking for objects, asteroids, comets, planets, stars, other life forms. But we explore space."
"I don't follow."
"When you are in a room, you look at the furniture, the floor, the walls, the pictures, the books. But we look at the space."
"You gotta be kidding."
"No."
"Okay, you're looking at space, so what do you see?"
"Nothing."
"Well, why look when you know nothing is there?"
"But there is. There is space."
"Yeah, but what's in it?"
"Emptiness, silence, stillness, peace. That is what we find when we explore space."
"Huh." When I woke up, it was pitch black. I couldn't move a muscle. I kept trying, but I couldn't move because I was strapped down. They had me again.
Taru has received an invitation to dine with Lord and Lady Boom Bassoon at the elegant Starlight Starbright.
"So you know about the virus that was put in your theater, Nakri?"
"Your techies showed it to me."
"Who put it in there?"
"I have no idea."
"You're the media mogul, you should know."
"I wish I did."
"Professor Taru."
"Yes, Lady Boom Bassoon?"
"Certainly you're not questioning the integrity of my husband."
"No, I'm not."
"Then what are you inferring?"
"Maybe I'm inferring that we should all put our cards on the table."
"Are we playing cards?"
"No, but we could play Truth or Consequences."
"And how will we know if you are telling the truth?"
"Me? No problem. Now what I'd like to know is,
Are we members of the Illusionati?
Oh. Well, are you?"
"No."
"And you, Boom?"
"No."
"All right. Does a secret society called the Illusionati exist?"
"Of course."
"And are they as evil as Oop Boop contends?"
"Not at all."
"What are they up to?"
"It depends on you."
"What?
What are you up to, Teru?"
"Me? I'm trying to find Ruby."
"That isn't why you came to Ilubu Roa."
"No, we came to perform in the circus."
"But you are not performing in the circus."
"No, I'm a scholar, a punmeister." "Is there something funny?"
"Is that the only reason, Professor?"
"No. Invitations to this planet are extremely rare, and I thought it'd be a great opportunity to see from my..." "You don't believe that either?"
"Do you believe it?"
"Well, if I were me, no."
"Are you not you?"
"Sometimes."
"When?"
"Right now."
"I believe my lady is suggesting, if we are honest with you, will you reciprocate?"
"Reciprocate? Yes. When back to the wall, I can be quite reciprocal."
"You are here to find the Illusionati, are you not?"
"Well, I wouldn't exactly say..."
"Honesty, Professor."
"All right, yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yes, yes, yes. Happy?"
"Quite."
"All right. Now, you tell me, what is the Illusionati?" "What? Silence?"
"There's honesty in silence."
"Yeah."
I woke up again. It was still dark, or I thought it was. Something was being poured in my eyes. I blinked. I was surprised the blink muscles could still move. Little high-pitched, fuzzy, pear-shaped voices waddled into my ear. I heard a voice say, "Where am I?" They had no idea what I had said. I didn't have a translator. The nanomites had eaten it. It was now a part of my butterfly. We couldn't understand each other, but gestures can get you pretty far. They untied me. I'd been delirious.
One of the little pear kitties started pointing and bouncing up and down. She knew who I was. The family had been to the digital circus. They'd seen me perform. They even knew I'd been missing. I was patched up. They massaged me with salves that soothed my muscles, my skin. They had some great desert cures. If this had been any other planet, their herbs would be snatched up, synthesized, and patented by some pharmaceutical giant, and then to top it off, they'd make sure it was illegal to use the natural stuff. But this was Ulubuwa, where they still have a hell of a lot more freedom. It was then that I vowed to beat the Illusionati. I didn't care what it took. After a couple of days, they carried me out to my butterfly, strapped me back in the cockpit, pointed that away, and the butterfly and I rose up into the desert dusk.
Now, here are some scenes from next week, as Ruby Six continues.
Some of these jellyous globs look like they're ready to walk. Yeah, look at this one. It's the spitting image of Lord and Lady Boom-Bazoom. But they're not quite finished. They're still growing Boom Boom's deli-esque mustache. Huh. It's alive. And it's watching me. Someone's unlocking the door.
Professor Tarrou?
Ambassador Wookie?
Are you all right?
How did he know I was here?
We took care of the bad balls.
What does he mean, we?
Tarrou!
What?
It's me, Su-Fu.
Su-Fu? What are you doing here? From who? From Woogie?
We came as quickly as we could.
What about the balls out there?
Oh, they've been taken care of.
What is this place?
They're growing Ulubus in here.
Ooh, my.
Are you all right, Tarrouzies?
I'm okay, babe. I just stumbled on these doughy things.
What are they?
I don't know. Some kind of droids grown out of bioflesh.
Bioflesh?
Yeah, back on my planet, we have slimies, biogenetically engineered assassins. Well, these babies are some sort of a Lubu slimy. Maybe a slimy boo.
They're disgusting.
I think they're being used to replace the real Ulubus. Look at this one here. It's fully grown, spitting image of my friend Boom Boom Bassoon. I swear his mustache is filled out in just the few minutes I've been here.
Boom Boom Bassoon is your friend?
He's one of the few people I trust on this planet. I mean, besides you, Su-Fu. And maybe Ambassador Woogie, wherever he is.
I find this most interesting, Professor.
Yeah, me too.
We will have to keep this a secret.
Oh, yeah?
We don't want to frighten the populace.
I see.
We will take care of this.
I'll bet you will.
We know what we are doing, Tarrou.
We knew something like this was happening, but we didn't know where. And thanks to you, Professor Tarrou, we will be able
who
to do
who else
what
is this? We. Some little piggies?
I beg your pardon.
Who are we?
Well, we are the Society.
The Illusionati?
If you must know, yes.
So you guys didn't grow these guys?
Of course not.
What are you gonna do with the slimy boos?
We'll render them ineffective.
Yeah? How?
The usual manner.
Like the way you took care of the bouncing balls?
Let's leave this awful place, Tarrou.
Su-Fu, the love of my life, snuggled up to me. I wanted to spend the rest of my life hugging and snuggling her, but this last snuggle was one I'd rather forget.